Track 2, Daily Self-Monitoring Diaries. On the last track, we discussed pre-treatment assessments. Three tools for pre-treatment assessment are the diagnostic interview, assessing comorbidity, and the daily self-monitoring diary. On this track, we will discuss daily self-monitoring diaries in more detail. With the daily self-monitoring diary, the gambler rates his or her perception of being in control of his or her gambling, as well as their desire to gamble on a scale from 0 to 100. Gamblers also specify the number of times they gambled during the day or week, the number of hours they spent gambling, and the amount of money they lost. Lastly, gamblers are asked to write about their feelings that they had throughout the day, as well as any other context or event that may have provoked their urge to gamble. I find it useful in my practice to ask gamblers to complete a daily observation diary throughout the entire therapeutic process. Clearly, the gambler records a certain amount of information regarding their gambling in the daily self-monitoring diary. My clients set their diaries up to look like a grid, with the dates listed in a row at the top of the page. The left column of the page lists the 7 sections of the diary. These sections ask for the information regarding the pathological gambler's association with gambling. When Tom, from the last track, filled out his daily self-monitoring diary, the first section asked, "To what extent do I perceive that my gambling problem is under control?" Below this question, with a scale from 0 to 100, 0 meaning not at all and 100 meaning completely. Each page of Tom's diary recorded 1. In one specific week, Tom went from feeling 50% in control of his gambling down to 0 on a day when he lost money he couldn't afford to lose. Later in the same week, Tom went back up to feeling 60% in control of his gambling. Think of your Tom. How much control does your client perceive to have over his or her gambling? The second question in the daily self-monitoring diary rates the client's desire to gamble each day. Tom's diary had a scale below this question, similar to the previous scale, with 0 meaning non-existent desire to gamble, non-existent desire to gamble, and 100 representing a very high desire to gamble. Tom found that after losing money, his desire to gamble often decreased significantly. The third question in the daily self-monitoring diary asks, "To what extent do I perceive myself as being able to abstain from gambling?" Also rated 0 to 100, this question can indicate your client's level of understanding the relationship of his or her ability to abstain and the negative consequences of gambling. Question 4 asks, "Did I gamble today?" Question 5 asks, "How much time in minutes and hours was spent on gambling?" Question 6 asks the gambler, "How much money did he or she spend on gambling, excluding wins?" Question 7 asks the gambler to specify his or her state of mind or the particular events of the day. For example, on a day when Tom lost a significant amount of money gambling, Tom wrote, "Very sad, stressed. I lost way more than I can afford." On the following day, Tom wrote, "Stressed. I need to find a way to come up with $250 before the end of the month." Several days later, when Tom felt little desire to gamble, he wrote, "I had a good day at work. I need to stay on track." Think of your Tom. How might your client benefit from the daily self-monitoring diary? There are numerous therapeutic advantages to completing the diary on a daily basis. For example, I felt that Tom tended to underestimate the extent of his gambling problem. The diary helped him become conscious of his gambling problem, of the intensity of his desire to gamble, and of the substantial sums of money he lost. Also, the diary helped Tom to monitor his therapeutic progress. Tom stated, "It makes it even easier to realize my progress when it seems that therapy isn't doing me any good." Finally, the diary provided me with valuable information about the events of Tom's week. Think of your Tom. How might you use the daily self-monitoring diary in your client's treatment program? On this track, we discussed daily self-monitoring diaries. With the daily self-monitoring diary, the gambler rates his or her perception of being in control of gambling, as well as their desire to gamble on a scale from 0 to 100. Gamblers also specify the number of times they gambled during the day, the number of hours they spent gambling, and the amount of money they lost. Lastly, gamblers are asked to write about the feelings they had throughout the day, as well as any context or event that may have provoked their urge to gamble. On the next track, we will discuss developing a controlled treatment plan. We'll discuss when to use controlled treatment and two steps to developing a controlled treatment plan. The two steps are establishing a peer group of counselors and making problem gamblers aware of peer counselors as a resource. Question 2. How does the daily self-monitoring diary work?